This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 1st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Jang Moon-seok, an ethnic Korean Chinese Christian, recently spent his 2000th day in a North Korean prison after being kidnapped along the country's border and sentenced to 15 years in prison just for telling North Koreans about Jesus. Jang ministered alongside Pastor Han Chung-ryol, a Chinese man who discipled 1,000 North Koreans before being killed by assassins working with the government in 2016. Voice of the Martyrs is calling on Christians to contact Kim Song, North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, and politely ask for Jang's release. You can find the contact information through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Tuesday marked 52 years since the Abortion Act came into effect in the United Kingdom, legalizing the murder of unborn babies in many cases and with taxpayer coverage. Since then, an estimated 9.4 million babies have been killed in England, Scotland, and Wales. That's one death every 3 minutes. Proverbs 1 verse 16 says, "For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." Kentucky Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron filed a motion in federal court this week calling Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's travel ban unconstitutional during the coronavirus outbreak response. Cameron also called on Beshear to stop targeting religious groups like churches with stricter social distancing policies compared with secular groups. During a press conference, the Republican Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, quoted Matthew 18, verse 20, and said he would defend religious liberty.
Matthew chapter 18 tells us that where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am with them. Corporate worship is essential and central to many faiths and finds a special place in the Constitution, a place that we must defend.
The economic downturn from the response to the coronavirus outbreak is in full swing. The U.S. gross domestic product decreased by 4.8% during the first quarter of 2020, with economists expecting that the second quarter gross domestic product will fall even more, signaling a recession. The Trump administration has ensured that the new Paycheck Protection Program will help small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak and will not fund Planned Parenthood. A senior administration official told the Daily Signal, quote, "President Trump is committed to ensuring the Paycheck Protection Program money is used for saving jobs at small businesses, not getting the government into the business of funding abortion," end quote. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday that the administration's guidelines for slowing the spread of COVID-19 are fading out as governors begin to reopen their state economies. The guidelines, which expired yesterday, called on Americans to practice social distancing, avoid large gatherings, and work from home. The U.S. marriage rate reached an all-time low of 6.5 new marriages per 1,000 people in 2018, according to the latest data from the National Center for Health Statistics. That's a 6% decrease from the last recorded rate, and the lowest since they started measuring the marriage rate back in 1867. Harvard Kennedy School is hosting a special Zoom meeting today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Speakers will address the dishonest attacks on homeschooling that have been pervasive in the media and academia, and also cover the failures of public education. Sign up for the online meeting through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, a Wadani tribesman from Ecuador named Menkai died on Tuesday in his home village at the approximate age of 90. Menkai was one of the warriors who famously killed American missionaries Jim Elliot, Nate Saint, and three others in 1956, but who later came to Christ through the continued ministry of those very missionaries' families. Menkai became known for preaching the gospel to other tribes and traveling the world to tell what Christ did through the missionaries for him and his tribe. Listen to this astounding testimony he gave once translated through Nate Saint's son, Steve.
But God called my own name to him. Now my heart is not dark anymore. God sent his own son down here to the dirt so that he could show us how.
Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.